Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike that threatened to shut down the U.S. economy has been averted. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. Chinese investment in U.S. venture capital funds is flowing, bringing to light the economic ties between Silicon Valley and China remain deep, despite political and national security risks. Chinese investment is on pace to reach about $880 million this year. Former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson told Newsmax, hatred is the biggest threat to the viability of our nation.
Well, you know, America has certain values that were essential to its establishment. Things like our faith, things like liberty and community working together, our respect for life. And those are the kinds of things that we must be willing to stand up for. As those things are moving away from us, look what's happening to our society.
Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets of illegal immigrants Wednesday to Martha's Vineyard in the latest move to get Democrat-run areas away from the southern border to bear some of the responsibility for President Biden's open border policies. Barbara Rush on CBS Boston says the 50 immigrants are all being taken care of.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
Amazon's Thursday night football debut tonight is a landmark event for the sports world and the media industry, as it will be broadcast on Amazon Prime's streaming service. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting during the first 2 years of the pandemic, the number of people working from home in the United States tripled, home values grew, and the percentage of people who spent more than a third of their income on rent went up. The president continues to push Americans to electric vehicles, like it or not.
President Joe Biden has announced his administration is kicking off plans to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure by announcing funding for 35 states to build their own charging stations.
Part of the infrastructure law, we're investing $7.5 billion to build electric vehicle charging stations all across America.
Biden traveled to Michigan, one of the states set to receive the first round of funding, to visit the Detroit Auto Show. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Parkland shooter's attorney abruptly rested their case during Thursday's sentencing hearing portion of the trial.
The defense is resting its case in the sentencing of convicted Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz in Florida. The state was asking for time to plan a rebuttal as they were expecting 40 more witnesses from the defense. Jurors will be back in the court for the rebuttal Tuesday, September 27th, with closing arguments expected to begin the week of October 10th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in. All hands on deck. We have a country to save, and we need all freedom-loving Americans to mount up here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we got Bruce Gilley back with us. The professor is in the house. He's the author of the book In Defense of German Colonialism and How Its Critics Empowered Nazis, Communists, and the Enemies of the West. Incredible book, a read here, that will cause you to rethink some things. And it's no wonder, because in this age of revisionist history, which we are filled with these days, and you know, absence critical thinking, you're going to buy into some of these faux narratives. And he brings to light here some things that we need to reconsider. Also, in light of the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, 70 years on the British throne, she was, to so many people, emblematic of tradition and the British inheritance. As I mentioned, the professor of political science and public policy at Portland State University is here to talk more about it. Bruce, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hi, Bill. It's good to be here again.
Well, let's talk about this legacy, 70 years and a world in mourning for the passing of Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, well, it's a good chance to reflect, you know, I think on the woke left, they call this a teachable moment. Well, this is a teachable moment for conservatives because yes. what is the British crown? The British crown is the symbol of the British constitutional legacy and democratic legacy going all the way back to Magna Carta. There's no country that expanded freedom in the world more than the United Kingdom. And there's no greater symbol of that than the British monarchy, which has been the consistent symbol of that inheritance, of which we are fortunate inheritors, and which many countries in the Commonwealth are as well. So, you know, it's been a good chance to just reflect on the values of a free society and how many of those values came from the British tradition.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, when you mention, you know, the British colonies, the empire, the imperialism, you know, these are words that rackle the hairs on the back of some people who think it was all evil. But when you look in history, this was part of the process to get us to where we are in America and where the rest of the world could possibly aspire to, even with the challenges that America is facing today. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, the whole idea of colonialism was, hey, if democracy and free markets work well in the United Kingdom, they'll probably work well elsewhere. And, you know, the colonizers and the settlers, including the settlers who came to this country and to Canada and Australia and New Zealand and to places like Kenya and to India, they all took that basic idea that, you know, there's a good model here and it can work everywhere. And, you know, whatever disputes the American revolutionaries had with King George III, they had no disputes about the English constitutional tradition. I mean, let's remember what the revolution was and was not about, right? They were not trying to wheel the guillotine into Jamestown and start executing all and sundry or liquidating landlords. I mean, this was a what we would call in political science a continuous revolution. They were continuing on with many of the same institutions. And countries around the world that followed that also did better. I mean, you may have noticed the other day, Kenya just completed a relatively peaceful transition of power from one party to another. That's practically a miraculous thing in Africa these days. And what is it about Kenya that makes it different? Right? You know, we don't need to go very far to know, oh, that was a British colony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so, again, you know, the whitewashing of history and the rewriting of history, it's unfortunate because we fail to be all the wiser for all that the people before us had invested, the lives that were suffered as a result, and the totality of the experience. Because when it's so maligned, and this is kind of a warning to the West and to American historians, is it not?
Yeah, that's right. Because there is a kind of view that, you know, the past is bad and the future is always going to be more and more perfect. And this is the kind of, they used to call this the Whiggish view of history. We now call this the progressive view of history, that, you know, everything in the past and everything that the people did, they were all racist and bigots and reactionaries and misogynists. And we have to get rid of that. And there's some utopia coming in the future if we just, you know, pass one more law and fund one more entitlement program and pull down one more statue, we'll suddenly be in utopia. Well, you know, that's the exact opposite lesson to learn from history. The lesson to learn from history is the countries that were most kind of humble about their inheritance, that clung to those institutions, mm-hmm. that were very careful about making major changes in society, those are the ones where society started flourishing. Markets grew up, investment grew, lives were better, populations expanded. And we're learning the exact wrong lessons from history.
You know, Professor, you cite what I would, you know, determine as ideology, you know, as being problematic and getting in the way. And I think whenever, you know, one right is imposed or insisted over another without dutiful reasoning, you know, then you get this kind of result, do you not?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, let's keep in mind that, you know, what essentially is the democratic constitutional inheritance that the British started to develop with Magna Carta, with the Glorious Revolution, through to the expansion of voting in the 19th century. I mean, ultimately what they were pioneering was a system that accepted pluralism as a fact of life that would never go away. By pluralism, I don't mean, you know, people with different skin colors. I mean just all the different ways that people think and act and behave and experience life differently. And the political system that can accept pluralism as the fundamental fact of life and therefore not try to impose one view of the good life on any group or another, no matter what its electoral dominance at any given time, that's the system that's going to succeed over time. And ideology, you know, when it gets baked into a cake, forcing one view of life on another, that's where countries start to go wrong.
And basically, as you lay this out, I mean, this is again an added warning to America where it sits right now. Because we have become so ideologically fixed. I think you and I talked about it the last time. I thought Jordan Peterson's explanation of it was spot on, and that is that we can be so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid because we're no longer having that needed conversation that needs to be exchanged between, you know, here, what do we got, 340 million people, 320 million people in America? I mean, wow, that's a lot of intelligence, to varying degrees, that is stifled, and all of a sudden we're going to, you know, look at a small number of people and say that the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people doesn't measure up to the cumulative intelligence of, you know, a couple dozen people? That doesn't make sense.
Right, right. And that's where I think, again, you know, we've taken this British inheritance and we've done amazing things with it in the sense of showing,
exactly,
you know, what it can achieve.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break, Bruce. We've got more from Bruce Kelly after this.
Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
In 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez, and Professor Bruce Gilley continues with us. He's the professor of political science, public policy at Portland State University, and he's done a deep dive
regarding, you know, German colonialism. Before that, though, a book that, you know, I think in a way, and I don't know if this is fair, Professor, but it seems to, you know, kind of lay a bit of a foundation, and that was The Last Imperialist, where you cite, you know, the defenders of imperialism, like Sir Alan Burns. And it seems like this kind of dovetails, is that you were, as you were doing your research for Sir Alan Burns and his understanding of what was going on, he seemed to offer a temperate idea of how to, you know, how to manage colonialism and to where, you know, authorities would be released to these local governments in a very, I want to say a diplomatic and a determined process, as opposed to, you know, some sort of time clock, because it seemed like, at least when we look back in history, that there was this sense of urgency and a time clock that got in the way, in much the same way, I would say, like, you know, a little bit different story altogether, like Afghanistan, the way we left Afghanistan. It was all about the clock and not necessarily about the process and the people. Is that a fair understanding of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you cite Afghanistan. It's a great example. And I know that Afghanistan felt like a long time for Americans, but it wasn't. You know, colonial powers were in those colonies for 60, 70, 80 years. Now, there's no way we were going to have an 80-year war. But in terms of maintaining some controls and some presence, you know, Afghanistan, again, was a horrific departure because of the time clock, right? And when you put things on a time clock, what happens is, the people on the ground start to recognize that you're out of there within a certain, and so that certain amount of time, and so that the behavior changes literally overnight. And so, you know, the British imperialists were very smart in terms of sequencing, in terms of slowing things down, arguably even that in many cases was too fast. You know, look at a place like Nigeria, which fell into civil war within literally, you know, months of the British departure. Mm-hmm. But they did, you know, try and set a model for how you create institutions and then slowly hand them over to people who have internalized the norms of democratic behavior. And then my new book on German colonialism basically says the Germans were doing this just as well as anyone else. They lost all their colonies at World War I at the Treaty of Versailles. And this was, I think, you know, a tragedy for German domestic politics, which is another issue. But I think looking back, you know, the Germans, the French, the Belgians, the Dutch, you know, they were all doing a very similar idea. And why is that? Because they're all basically liberal democratic countries who, you know, were taking their experiences at home and saying, hey, this works here and it's going to work elsewhere as well.
Mm-hmm. When they say it works here, was it still a hope and a prayer that it works here? Or was there, you know, empirical evidence that, in fact, it was working? Because on paper, it looked like it should work. But in application, we had winners and losers here, did we not?
We did. But then, of course, remember that, you know, the places that colonialism is going into are also very different in terms of, like, the burden of the past, right? So mm-hmm. You go into India, and here's a country that has essentially a collapsing Islamic empire, the Mughal dynasty, which has lost power, and it's breaking up into these basically kind of local Hindu lordships. And the Persians, the Iranians, have got their eyes on India. They come in and massacre 30,000 people in Delhi to announce their arrival. And the place is literally a failed state. Now, a failed state of hundreds of millions of people. So the British come in, miraculously create actually a viable country. Now, you can say India's got a lot of problems today, but man, imagine the problems had the British not been in India. I mean, this would be a
exactly.
area that would look like
oh my
Afghanistan.
Gosh.
And instead, it is a relatively stable democracy with decent standard of living.
Yes, exactly. And you're exactly right. My goodness, you can't even imagine what would have happened. And so you can be thankful for that. But that is one of those parts of history that is almost ignored, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the Indian intellectuals will start foaming at the mouth when you start saying nice things about British colonialism, and I think it's just because it's so much part of their part of their national mythology and their identity. You have to hate the British. It's like, you know, it's this kind of infantile relationship to your past. You know, you have to kind of hate the British and pound your chest, you know, your fist on the chest. There's a big Indian blockbuster movie that's been doing the rounds in India this summer called RRR, and it features this sadistic British colonial official who steals children from their parents at night. You know, I mean, and this is supposedly a mature country who we're supposed to be sharing our global security responsibilities with, and this is the kind of pap that they're absorbing. You know, the relationship with the past is problematic, but still they're, you know, the fact is they're lucky to have been part of the British Empire.
You know, it's so our humanity can be so frustrating because we, you know, for whatever reason, selfish reasons, it's much like what we're dealing with here in the United States, is you don't know who to believe. You don't know what the truth is anymore. You're being propagandized. You're being told stories. This is why history is so critical, and it's precious to the legacy of a nation if we're going to move forward. But we kind of treat history as just, I don't know, in some cases maybe an after fact. We're laissez-faire about it, and until somebody else gets a hold of it. Like right now in this country, you know, we have the threats of the 16-9 Project, which is, you know, a theory. And they want to whole cloth, you know, marry that into the woof and warf of America's history. And it's like, wait a minute, you already in the marketplace as you debate it, you question these things. And people who know better and have really studied this and done a deep dive on it, you know, question its veracity. But yet it's gotten enough traction to where people begin to believe this, and they beat their chest, just like you said, and they start to produce a narrative, a faux narrative that is really, it's deleterious to everything that establishes and keeps a, you know, a proper hold of this democratic republic, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think the problem, Bill, is, I mean, history is kind of what you make of it. So if you come into history with a motivated kind of reasoning, it's called, you know, really determined to find something, you'll find it. If you're determined that history is going to look some way, guess what? It'll look that way to you. So the real challenge is, how do we make sure that in our high schools, in our middle schools, in our universities, even in our, you know, institutions that are dealing with historical issues, that we have a variety of voices. And I mean a real variety of voices. I don't mean like Marxist, feminist, and environmentalist. That's what the left considers a variety of voices these days. I mean a variety of voices of right and left that actually reflect American society. And if we had that, I think history would become a lot more grounded. I think we'd actually learn a little more from it. But because we don't have that variety, you know, history has become just a sort of a plaything of fantasy. And things like the 1619 Project, like the Howard Zinn books, which are still taught in American schools as kind of
amazing
history,
yes.
Suddenly just there's nobody dissenting.
We lost sense of what the objective is, right? I mean, if the objective is of history is so that we would learn from it and be all the wiser, then there needs to be, you know, some sense of, I don't know, honor, protection of history as a documentation, as something that, you know, should be cherished and not, as you say, become a plaything, right? We've got about 30 seconds left, Professor.
Yeah, well, you may know I'm suing the University of Oregon because I tweeted the Declaration of Independence and they considered that racist. So that's where we are.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, Professor, God bless you. Godspeed. He's a professor of political science and public policy at Portland State University. Dr. Bruce Gilley, our guest. His book, In Defense of German Colonialism. Boy, I'll tell you, this will open your eyes in many ways and advance this conversation even further that we just enjoyed. Thank you so much for being with us. It'll be linked on our website.
Start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking
looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford. We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets of illegal immigrants Wednesday to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts in the latest move to get the Democrat-run areas away from the southern border to bear some of the responsibility for President Biden's open border policies. Barbara Rush on CBS Boston says the 50 immigrants are all being taken care of.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
In reality, they were sent from Florida. A tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike that threatened to shut down the U.S. economy has been averted. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Scott Powell joining us. He says, and I agree with him, Labor Day honors exceptionalism that won't be canceled. I mean, this is much the same echo that many of us have believed that the country could never end up in a end up in being a country of socialism and Marxists. But yet, look what's happened. I mean, our institutions, our government for a long time, Trevor Loudon has been warning us, saying, look, at your leaders have been elite captured. They're communists. They're card-carrying Marxists. And look what's happening right now. I mean, they are doing everything they can to propagandize this ideology that undermines the American dream, that light on a shining hill. And the thing that we have going for them that absolutely frustrates them, two things, our Constitution and our people. I could add a third, and I would say our God who blessed this country to begin with. Otherwise, without God, none of this happens. He is the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Dr. Scott Powell is with us now. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us, sir. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you and your audience.
Well, Scott, I agree with you. You know, this day especially honors American exceptionalism, which became, you know, kind of some bad words for some people suddenly. We knew that something was adrift here when people were taking these words that have honor and a tradition and legacy of millions of people who have served our country, that have allowed us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy, the free markets, the creativity, on and on. And all of a sudden, American exceptionalism is a bad word and anathema.
Well, Bill, as you just pointed out in the intro, we are in the midst of a communist revolution in the United States. We have internal enemies that are pushing this revolution, and we clearly have external enemies as well. And Labor Day comes along at a time when end of the summer, things are ramping up for the fall with school and so forth. And it's an interesting holiday, but it's a vague holiday without the clarity and meaning that is associated with so many other holidays. And I think in its complete context, Labor Day should celebrate not only labor, but also the ideas, the job creators and institutions that are central to the flourishing of our country. And when we do talk about American exceptionalism, there's a few ways of thinking about it. You know, first of all, if we just look at, you know, the basics, the United States represents only 4% of the world's population, but it has produced 96% of the world's creativity and 25% of the world's wealth, providing more upward mobility than any other nation. And that wealth creation and creativity did not come from government. It came from the people. So Labor Day, in so many ways, is a celebration of the American people. You know, we were an exceptional country when we were founded because we were the first country in all of human history. We're talking all of human history that was founded on the idea that people have unalienable, God-given, natural rights to pursue life, liberty, and happiness, and that it is the primary role of government to protect those rights. That was the founding of the, you know, in the founding documents of our country. And the second thing that's important, that is a first in America, in the history of mankind, was that through our Constitution, our election system, the legitimacy of our government would be determined by the people. So when Biden gets up there and makes a big issue about a people who have challenged the vote, you know, the people who make the case that it was an illegitimate election should be, you know, they're pariahs. They should be marginalized. They are unpatriotic people. Just the opposite is true, actually. The voice of the American people can only be heard through, it is primarily heard in terms of shaping our government through elections. And so when there's a, when there are election irregularities, when there is vote fraud, the voice of the people is cut off. And that's what many Americans feel happened in 2020. And, you know, getting to the bottom of it, if you will, while it takes time to build a case, there is an incredible amount of evidence now that to support that view, that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president.
Well, the Democrats routinely, anytime they've lost in a presidential election, lest people forget, they're up in arms. They want all kinds of voter counts. They want to check the Dominion machines, everything that the Republicans did. And they never accepted. I mean, you know, Donald Trump, for example, most recently, for them, Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. Now, there is no indication, even after $70 million, just say $70 million alone of Mueller. I know they say 30, 40, but I think when you all add up the amount of money between all the Democratic lawyers and everything that went after Trump, how it tied up our elected officials, you know, what it did just to the, and I'm not even counting the impact, Scott, that it had on our GDP. Because these things do have an impact on America's overall productivity when we take our eye off the ball. And this is what the Democrats did to the American people. And afterwards, no apology whatsoever. They basically argued a case that, well, Donald Trump was let off on a technicality. I mean, wait a minute. We just went through an investigation of Hillary Clinton where even the head of the FBI said that no reasonable prosecutor would go after her. which was the most ridiculous statement that he could have made, because prior to that, he said that basically she was guilty, but no reasonable, you know, prosecutor would take up the case. So
what he was really saying was that we have a two-tier justice system.
Clearly.
And that no reasonable prosecutor would go after an elite Democrat, you know, from a prominent, you know, dynasty family, the Clinton family.
Well, the other deal, too, Scott, for just a moment, just the same thing that we had with the attorney that was indicted by Durham. Right. And he goes in and he's his court is in D.C. Well, 95% are Democrats. What? I mean, that's not even a jury of your peers. I mean, that is so one-sided. There's no Democrat in Washington, D.C. that's going to get, you know, that's going to get convicted. Even if Hillary Clinton would have gone and they went through the dance with her, they would not have, they'd have found some way for her to get out of jail. But to the point, as you said, clearly it was known to everybody at that point, there is a two-tier justice system, no doubt.
Yes, yes, and that's you know, I've been writing about it for many years, and I felt that you know I wrote half a dozen years ago that if this course isn't changed, you know, the American dream will be lost.
Mm, yeah. Well, Joe Biden says, you know, he was going to give a speech that was going to address the very soul of America. I mean, it's like I want to sit down and say, Joe, explain, what do you mean? What do you mean that you're concerned about the very soul? What do you identify as the very soul of America?
Well, the soul of America for Joe Biden is really the uniparty. It is the Democrat Party. It is that now embraces the globalist view. That's really what we're facing here. It's not just, you know, Republicans and Democrats right and left. It's really patriots for America that believe in the greatness of America, that believe that America should be a sovereign state and determine its future separate from other nations, certainly separate from a globalist order, and the others who really are embracing global standards and a global order. And Trump stood up against that. It was very popular.
Exactly.
And
got to go to break. More from Dr. Scott Powell after this.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Scott Powell is with us. He reminds us that, Labor Day can be a rather vague holiday without the clarity and meaning typically associated with other holidays. Yet it is the most, in its most complete context, Labor Day should be recognized as the holiday that celebrates not only labor, but also the ideas, job creators, and institutions central to the flourishing of the United States and its people. I mean, you think about it. Where else can you go to have the freedoms to be truly all that you can be? You know, Scott, I got to tell you, I think this is what energized the American people during the Trump administration, in spite of all the resistance by the Democrats. The proof was definitely in the pudding, and that is that people went back to work. They were happy again. We were energy independent. Our national security, after 8 years under Obama-Biden, which was compromised, and we were all walking on eggshells thinking, what the heck's going on? Are we going to end up in another Cold War or worse yet? So we were constantly, at least those of us who were concerned and aware, wondering, okay, what was going to happen? And I guess being energy independent, working, providing for your families, being secure and our borders secure was too much to expect. And suddenly America decided to choose the exact opposite, to be energy independent, you know, to realize the drain that the Democrats have had for a number of years. If you remember Treasury Secretary Liu, who said that, America wasn't paying enough for gas, that he thought $8 a gallon for gas was a reasonable objective. If you remember that, I think he said that probably, I want to say about 15 years ago, if I remember correctly. But in any means, I mean, this has been the sentiment of the Democratic Party that has continued to grow with these progressives, and now they want to, turn our economics on its head with a new Green Deal, all based on a theory, no scientific fact. Just, I mean, there's not even an apology for it, Scott. I mean, it's just on a theory. We are going to upend our whole economic infrastructure just because.
Yeah, it's really a surrogate and false religion. You know, when you think about the earth in which we live, God created it all. He created everything. He created the fossil fuels. He created the coal and the oil and the gas, the uranium, all the minerals. Everything was created by God for us, for people. And, he calls us to be good stewards of those things, but God wouldn't have created anything that, we couldn't manage. And, Oil and gas, the fossil fuels, represent the cheapest and most reliable source of energy. And 85% of the world's energy is based on fossil fuels right now. Even after all this big push on wind and solar, wind and solar may play a part, and they may play a more important part when the costs come down. But the beauty of a free market system, a free system, which is really aligned with God's creativity, He created us to be free and to interact freely, is that resources are allocated most efficiently when free people make choices of what they want, and there are no obstructions from trade, from government intervention pushing one product or one energy source. But the Green New Deal is has great appeal, and as people have fallen away from the real faith in God, they substitute false religions, and environmentalism is really a form of pagan worship, if you will. And so one reason that the Green New Deal is so powerful is that it is meeting this, this need that all people have, whether they know it or not, to have a relationship with a higher authority. It's just that the higher authority is not a pagan environmental authority. It is our God, our creator.
Right. Well, when you celebrate paganism, you can do as you darn well please.
That's right.
Because there's no higher authority. There's nobody going to hold you into account until you get to that point in reality of what we're hearing more and more, whether we're talking about abortion, whether we're talking about COVID. What are we hearing time and again here, Scott, is that our institutions, they lied to us. They flat out lied to us. And here you are, you and I and others, people of faith, who want to remind people that God is in control. This is his popcorn stand. It's not Joe Biden's. It is not Klaus Schwab's popcorn stand. I mean, with all their plans and everything, we read from God. And I can only imagine this. God is surrounded by all the angels and saints, and they kind of tune in to Earth TV to see what's going on. And God laughs. I mean, God is just having a belly laugh over this stuff. And at the same time, also, he is woeing over the consequences of some of this dangerous philosophy. And as you say, in a sense, a religion, a spirit of religion out there that is convincing people that they should not listen to the word of God. They should not pay attention to God whatsoever. That Klaus Schwab is the new appointed Messiah in the World Economic Forum. And it will be better off if we go along with their premise and their ideology. But I don't see anywhere, even in all of human history, as you referred to, Scott, where the people and nations who have followed that philosophy have ever won. Have they?
They've only won for short periods of time, and I think this is a time where things are really coming to a head. I mean, we're really living in biblical times, and these purveyors of false religion need to be taken down. They really must be stopped and taken down because, if we continue in the direction we're going, the end result is mass poverty. And conflict and war, the likes of which we've never seen before.
Exactly.
Getting back to Labor Day, what's kind of important to understand about Labor Day, past and present, is that the American people, we'll just call them visionaries, they were the primary drivers of wealth creation that took our country from colonial poverty to a world economic superpower in a little more than 200 years. And, we've heard about American exceptionalism, and that some people have said that they refer to America as being of the light of the world, a city set on a hill. And in the early days, in the Puritan days, that was applied to Christians being a light, a spiritual light. But it's interesting that we now... At later times, we found this same sort of biblical reference to being applicable to America's vibrant political and economic success, being a constructive example for other nations. Did you know that the Constitution of the United States is the most copied form of government, the most copied constitution in the world?
Right.
The Philippines live under, they adopted almost verbatim the American Constitution. Now, their problems are much like ours, that the government constitution is good, but it's the people that are running things, that are in power, that are corrupt. The other interesting thing is that 1776 was the year of the founding fathers giving birth to America through the Declaration of Independence. But do you know that 1776 was also the year that the Scottish Enlightenment philosopher Adam Smith became known as the father of capitalism when he published The Wealth of Nations? That was published in the year 1776, the very same year as the Declaration of Independence. And in that classic, Smith explained how the essential elements of the free market system, that's the labor, and that's why we're celebrating Labor Day, because it's an important component of the way the economy works. Mm-hmm. Labor, property, and capital provide the foundation for entrepreneurs and scientists and inventors and financiers and laborers and consumers to freely interact for the economic benefit of society. And the result is that results are produced that more proficiently than any other system in the world. And the socialist system is an utter failing economic system. Why people think that socialism is the way of the future is crazy, because it's already been tried and tested in countless countries. The largest experiment was in the Soviet Union, and it literally collapsed. Mm-hmm. Not too many years ago, 32 odd years ago, the Soviet system came apart, not from war, but it collapsed economically as a system.
Well, and the thing is, you talked about when, socialism, Marxism, these kind of isms that take over, initially they lead you to believe that everything's all roses and rainbows, but when it destructs, it gets real evil quick. And when you consider the death of humanity, the millions of people who have died at the hands of all these isms, it's incomprehensible. And then they would want you to believe that more people died because of the Crusades or religion than any other philosophy in human history. And go, wait a minute, you're just flat out wrong. That is a lie that comes from the pit of hell. That is not the case. And here we are, Scott, as you said, we are coming to a point here where we can see the signs where, our food chain is being interrupted. We've got inflation. We've got recession. We've got wars. All this stuff happening. Our energy sector is so compromised. People here in America could freeze at record numbers this coming winter. I mean, think about it. This is the danger that is lurking right now. We got about 25 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, you're so right. The founding of our country was an exceptional moment in human history, and it's exceptional because the ideas of our founding, of freedom, on unalienable God-given rights, they can't be canceled. They can't be rescinded. And so our country remains exceptional. Now, the challenges between now and November 8th is that the American people get more engaged
Dr. Scott
than ever
Powell.
Before.
Thank you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase.